self-interest is the more powerful argument, because how we treat our environment certainly determines how many people the Earth can sustain. There's a concept in ecology called carrying capacity. It's a calculation of how large a population any given environment can support. William Rees is a human ecologist who's taken the concept and applied it to ourselves and our environment, the Earth.
The simple fact of the matter is that the Earth can accommodate so much consumption. And you might have 10 billion people at one level of living and a billion at a more comfortable level of living. So carrying capacity is a very flexible idea. You simply divide the total productivity of the Earth by the number of people, and that gives you some idea of how many people the Earth can support.
Rees has estimated what he calls the productive biocapacity of the Earth. This is made up of all the food, water, and energy produced across the world each year, and measured in units called global hectares. He's worked out that if we were to share the Earth's productive biocapacity fairly, there'd be 2 global hectares each. But the reality tells a very different story. According to Rees's data, most of Africa use little more than half their share of the Earth's productive capacity. The average Indian uses less than half. The Chinese use their fair allocation of 2 hectares each. But Europeans use much more, with the British on average using over 5 global hectares, and the average American using more than 4 times their fair share. So, how many people can the Earth sustain? Well, according to these calculations, if all humans consumed the same as the average Indian does today, the Earth could sustain as many as 15 billion people. If we consumed as little as the average Rwandan, this would go up to 18 billion. But our planet can only sustain 2.5 billion people living as we do in Britain, and only 1.5 billion living in the lifestyle of those in the United States. But the picture may be even worse than this. These figures are based on rates of consumption that many think are already unsustainable.